explain a word or two from Sefer Charedim before we begin the halakha. Sefer Charedim, we are up to Ot Kaf Aleph. So he says like this. Ikar mechon hashchina belev Yisrael. The main dwelling place of the Shekhinah, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is in the heart of a Jew. He mentioned this before, more than once. So it's something that we can remember, that he's reminding us again and again. Our heart, the Jewish heart, is the place where the Shekhinah Kedosha dwells. It's the home of the Shekhinah. Shene'ema v'shachanti betocha, as the Pasuk says, doesn't say betocho, famous pirush of the Alshich HaKadosh, v'shachanti betocham, I dwell among them. V'chen piresh Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zohar HaKadosh, Parashat HaCharemot, ba'pasuk, ki Hashem Elokecha mitalech bekerev machanecha. V'haya machanecha kadosh. It says in Parashat Ki Tetzeh, it says, Ki Hashem Elokecha mitalech bekerev machanecha, which literally means Hashem walks in the midst of our camp, in the midst of our machane. But the Charedim says, Kerev hu halev, shu be'emtza machanecha, shehem ramach evarecha. The machane, our camp, is the 248 limbs of our body. Just like recently he called it our tzibur, right? It's also our camp. We have 248 limbs. The central one is the heart. Bekerev machanecha, in the midst, in the center of our machane, is the heart. So ki Hashem Elokecha mitalech bekerev machanecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where is he to be found? Where does he dwell? In the center of our machane, of our body, which is our heart. Ve'sefe dikra, and the end of the pasuk is, ve'lo yir'e becha ervat davar ve'shav me'acharecha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not, chas v'shalom, see in us something that is ervat davar, something that is not holy, that is not pure. Hilkach, therefore, keshelo yekadesh evarav afilu bamutar lahem, when a person is not mekadesh, when he doesn't make holy, when he doesn't sanctify his evarim, afilu bamutar lahem, even in what's mutar, still to be with kedusha, and these words are very apropos, we are still in the days of shovavim, to sanctify our body, afilu bamutar lahem, b'machashava b'dibur b'maaseh, in our thoughts, in our words, and surely in our deeds. If a person will not make his machshava dibur maaseh kadosh, nimtza machriv hamikdash. It's like he's destroying the Beit HaMikdash. Because again, where does Hashem dwell? In our heart. So that means we are a Beit HaMikdash. If a person is not mekadesh his evarim b'machshava v'dibur b'maaseh, so he's causing v'shav me'acharecha. If Hashem will see Ervat Davar, He turns away from us, which means the Shekhinah leaves us. So what did He just do? He caused the Shekhinah to leave the Beit HaMikdash. That's the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. So says the Charedim, Ve'oi le'machriv mikdasho shel melech b'chol yom. Woe is to a person who destroys mikdasho shel melech, the Beit HaMikdash, every day, daily, on a daily basis. Umikol makom pireta katuv yoter avon hazima. Now, this applies to all sins. Any avera that a person does, he's causing the Shekhinah to leave him. He is thereby destroying the real Beit HaMikdash, which is the machane of the Jew, especially the heart of the Jew. But although this applies to all averot, the Torah emphasizes this point in regards to immorality, in regards to zima, to lack of kedusha, to lack of tzniut. She'abore sone zimahu, like the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuvav says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu detests more than anything else, he hates more than anything else, zima, immorality. Gam bichlal kedusha bishat chibur adam le'ishto. Even when a husband is with his wife, there is still kedusha to be done. That's called afilu b'mutar lahem. Even in areas which is mutar, still a Jew has to behave with kedusha. Gam bichlal ervat davar nivlut hapeh. Included in ervat davar is foul language. Because it says, Ervat Davar, the Gemara learns many times, when it says Davar, Al Tikre Davar, Ela Dibur. So, Velo Yir'e Becha Ervat Davar, Nivlut Ape. Gam, he adds, we're still in the same ot, Gam Ole Begematarya, Ervat, Im Hamila, Keminyan, Hakaas, Bemispar Katan. He says, if you take the Mispar Katan, the small numerical value, gematria, of the word ervat, and of the word hakaas, they are identical. I made the cheshbon to myself. Ervat is begematria 677. He says ima hamila, so you add one ima teva, and bemispar katan. What does mispar katan mean? 677. You do 6 plus 7. That's 13. 13 plus 7, that's 20. So what's the mispar katan of ervat? 20. Then you take the word hakas, which is begematria 155. So you take 1, 5, that's 15, plus 5, 15 plus 5, that's 20. So that's how you have that these ervat is also kas. Here he revisits one more time. Again, this is something, one of his Musarim that he repeats about kaas, that when a shakas gorem siluka shechina meha adam, when a person is koes, when a person gets angry, it causes also the shechina to leave the person. Vehashken tachteha klipa bisha hanikret ra'a, and he causes for the kochot atum'ah, the klipa which is called ra'a, to be dwelling in its stead. Instead of the Shechina, the Klipa is in him. Kedeita bazora kadosh parashat etzaveh ubehed yaktiv, and it's actually a pasuk in Kohelet Yud Aleph, haser kaas milibecha, remove anger from your heart, vehaaver ra'a mibesarecha, and therefore, thereby you will remove ra'a from yourself, and you will allow for the Shechina to stay in your heart.